Welcome to the Nickel Plate Nordic Podcast. In this podcast, all the voices you hear are computer-generated. We use the latest AI tools to examine the information to bring you easy-to-understand insights of these publications. Visit our website at nickelplatenordic.org for info on our great club and trails and our great lessons for skiers new and seasoned, young and old. Now, let's glide into the conversation.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we're going deep on something I know a lot of you are interested in: added sugar and how it affects our hearts.
Definitely something we all need to understand better.
Yeah, beyond the headlines, right? Like, what does the science actually say?
Well, there's this 2024 study from Frontiers in Public Health, and it's got some really interesting stuff.
Okay, so not just the usual sugar is bad lecture.
Not exactly. It's it followed almost 70,000 people in Sweden. Can you believe that?
Wow. So a big study.
Huge. And for over 20 years, they used these national health records. Very accurate.
Okay. Impressive data. Yeah. But how did they actually look at sugar's effect on, cardiovascular disease?
Clever, actually. They subtracted the naturally occurring sugars in food to get just the added sugar people were eating.
Makes sense. So more sugar, more heart problems. That's what we all kind of think, right?
You'd think so, but it wasn't that simple.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, in a lot of cases, the people eating the least added sugar, they had the highest risk for some types of heart disease.
Hold on. That sounds completely backwards.
Right. It surprised me, too.
So what's going on there?
It tells us there's probably other stuff happening, like maybe those low-sugar folks were eating other things that are just as bad for you, right? Unhealthy fats, that kind of thing.
Makes sense. It's not just about one thing. It's the whole diet.
Exactly. But there was one category that acted the way we'd expect sweetened drinks.
Figured those would come up.
Yep. More you drink, higher the risk for some pretty serious stuff. Ischemic stroke, heart failure, even abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Wow. That's a lot of scary stuff.
It is. Makes you think twice, even if you don't eat a ton of sugar overall.
For sure. But this whole treats paradox, that caught my attention.
Yeah, that one's a real head scratcher.
What is it exactly?
So they found that less stuff like pastries and sweets, it was actually linked to a higher risk of heart problems across the board.
Wait, so should we be eating more cake? What's going on here?
Well, hold on. It's not saying cause, remember. This is just observation.
Right, right. But why would less treats be bad?
Few ideas. Maybe those people are super strict, but then they eat other bad stuff to make up for it.
Like swapping the cookie for a bag of chips kind of thing?
Could be. Or, and this is interesting, it's Sweden, right? They've got this fika tradition, coffee and treats, social thing.
Sounds nice.
Right. Maybe it's part of a healthier lifestyle overall, So the treats aren't the problem. It's something else.
Wow. So food, A&D, how you live, all tied together.
Exactly. It's complicated. More research needed, for sure.
Okay, so drinks are bad, treats are confusing. What about toppings? Like sugar on cereal, honey, that kind of stuff.
Well, for those, it was a mixed bag.
Like some were bad, some were okay.
Pretty much. Depends on the topping. Depends on the specific heart problem they were looking at. No easy answer there.
Man, this is making my head spin.
Right. Not what we expect, huh? But that's why we got to look closer, not just at the headlines.
For sure. So much to unpack here. But before we get into that, what's the takeaway for our listeners right now? Like, what can they do with this info?
Even though it's complex, one thing's super clear. Ditch the sugary drinks.
Okay, those are always bad.
Seems like it.
Mm.
But the rest, it's not about no sugar. It's about where it comes from, Making smart choices.
I like that. It's about having the information and then deciding what's best for you.
Exactly. And speaking of information, there's this whole thing about fructose metabolism that this study mentions.
Fructose? Okay, now we're getting into the science-y stuff.
We are. And it's fascinating, worth a deep dive of its own. So digging deeper into this whole sugar and heart thing, we got to talk about fructose.
Fructose. Yeah, I've heard that's the really bad sugar, right? Like worse than others.
Well, this study mentioned it. Like how our bodies handle fructose might be important.
Okay, I'm listening. Break it down for me. What's so different about fructose?
See, most sugars, your body can use them pretty much anywhere, right? For energy.
Right, like glucose.
Exactly. But fructose, it mostly gets processed by the liver.
Ah, so it's like all the work goes to one place instead of being spread out.
That's a good way to put it. And when your liver gets overloaded with fructose, it can start building up these fats, triglycerides.
Triglycerides, those are bad for the heart.
Yeah. Yep. One strike against fructose, Then there's this whole insulin resistance thing.
Insulin resistance. Remind me what that is again.
So insulin's the hormone that helps your cells use sugar, right? Keeps your blood sugar levels in check.
Right, right.
But when you've got insulin resistance, your cells aren't responding to insulin as well anymore. And that can lead to type 2 diabetes.
And diabetes is definitely bad news for the heart.
Big time. So too much fructose is like this chain reaction.
Yeah.
Liver gets stressed, triglycerides go up, then maybe insulin resistance, then maybe diabetes, then higher risk of heart problems.
Okay, that's pretty clear. But hold on, fruit has fructose, right? Like natural fructose. Are we saying fruit is bad now?
Good point. Yeah. That's where context matters. The fructose in fruit, it comes with all this other good stuff, fiber, vitamins, antioxidants.
So it's like a balanced package deal.
Exactly. And that stuff helps slow down how your body absorbs the fructose, so it's not as harsh on your system. It's when we eat fructose all by itself, like in soda or processed foods, that's when it gets dicey.
So it's not the fructose itself, it's what it's hanging out with. Like, friends are good, solo is bad.
Perfect analogy.
Okay, so we got to watch out for fructose, but should we, like, be counting grams of fructose or something? How do we put this into practice?
Honestly, I wouldn't get too hung up on the numbers. It's more about being smart about your sources of sugar, right? Ditch the sugary drinks, choose whole fruits over juice, watch out for added sugars in processed foods.
That sounds way more doable than trying to calculate fructose grams and everything.
Right. Small changes, big impact.
So while we're on the topic of making things practical, let's go back to that treats paradox for a sec.
The less treats, more heart problems thing.
Yeah, that one really messed with my brain.
It's a weird one, for sure. Honestly, we don't have all the answers yet.
Okay, fair enough. Science is always evolving, right?
Exactly. But it does tell us we need to keep researching, you know? Look beyond the simple stuff.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it's tempting to want easy answers with nutrition, but it's just not that simple.
Nope, it's way more complex. Like, this study even looked at how BMI plays into it all.
BMI, that's body mass index, right? How much body fat you have.
Right. And they found that the link between sugar and heart disease, it wasn't the same for everyone. It actually changed depending on someone's BMI.
So, like, the same amount of sugar might affect people differently.
That's what it looks like. Your individual situation matters.
Okay, so give me some specifics. How did BMI affect things?
For example, they saw a stronger link between added sugar and certain problems, like ischemic stroke, in folks with a BMI over 25. So overweight or obese.
So for people carrying extra weight, the sugar might be a bigger problem.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
But then for heart failure, it was actually stronger in people with a healthy BMI, between 18.5 and 25.
Whoa, so for those folks, the sugar might be a bigger concern specifically for heart failure. That's wild.
Right, it's not one size fits all at all.
So what's the takeaway here? Do we all need to run and calculate our BMI right now?
I wouldn't say it's about making drastic changes just based on your BMI. It's more about understanding that you are unique. If you're worried about your heart and sugar, talk to your doctor, a dietitian, get personalized advice.
That's such good advice. It's easy to get lost in all the general recommendations, but health is personal, right?
Absolutely. And that's the whole point of these deep dives, isn't it?
Yeah.
Giving you the knowledge to make your own informed choices.
Love that. We're not just giving answers. We're empowering people to ask the right questions.
Exactly. And speaking of questions, there's this one last thing from this study. Kind of unexpected. It's about how they measured added sugar.
How they measured it? I figured that was pretty straightforward. You either ate it or you didn't.
Well, it turns out it's not that simple. Turns out there are different ways to figure out how much added sugar people are eating, and those choices can actually change what the researchers find.
Wait, really? How could that make a difference?
Well, in this study, they used dietary questionnaires.
Oh, like asking people what they ate.
Yeah, basically. And questionnaires, they're common. But they have their downsides.
What, like people forgetting how much soda they guzzled?
That's part of it. Memory's not perfect. Plus, it's hard to guess portion sizes accurately, you know?
So it's all kind of fuzzy based on what people think they ate.
Exactly. And that fuzziness, it can mess with the results. Like if people underestimate their sugar, the study might not show how strong the link to heart problems really is.
Makes sense. Is there a better way to measure it then?
There are some studies that use these things called biomarkers.
Biomarkers.
Yeah, they're like clues your body leaves behind that can be measured. Some blood tests, for example, can tell us about sugar intake and how it's being used.
Ah, so it's more objective, not just relying on people's memories.
Right. But even biomarkers have limits. They can be affected by other things, not just sugar. And they might miss some of the finer points of how different types of sugar are handled in the body.
Okay, so every method has its pluses and minuses.
pretty much.
Yeah.
Which is why it's good to remember that no single study is perfect, you know. There's always more research to be done.
Totally. Makes you appreciate the complexity of this stuff. It's not about blindly accepting headlines, right?
Exactly. It's about thinking critically, being aware of the limitations, and then making choices that work for you.
Love that. Informed choices, that's what it's all about. And this whole deep dive, it's been amazing for that. We talked about those weird findings with treats, the whole fructose thing, how BMI plays a role.
You even got into the weeds about how sugar is measured.
Right. All this to say, the link between added sugar and heart health, it's way more complicated than we think.
Definitely not just sugar is bad, full stop. It's about the context, the sources, the individual, the big picture, everything.
So as we wrap up here, remember what we've learned. Watch out for those sugary drinks, think about fructose, and keep in mind that your own situation matters. And most importantly, keep learning, keep being curious.
Exactly. The more you know, the better you can take care of yourself.
So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep taking charge of your health. Until next time, everyone.